Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 Semi-Tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Foton TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
Justin, how do our futures markets look today?
Well, the grain trade was mostly on the weak side this morning, except for the new crop soybeans. They rallied to the close and were the one bright spot, but everything else was weaker on the day. We had another round of exports reports this morning. We also received updated information from Informa Economics. Exports came in for wheat at 25.46 million bushels. That was higher than the estimate of 19 to 23. Corn exports came in at 15.12 million bushels, also higher than the average estimate of from 8 to 12 million bushels. And then soybeans were a little bit disappointing here. We're at 1.36 million bushels. We're expecting anywhere from 2 to 4. Now, Informa Economics released their monthly estimates today as well. Corn came in at 14.14 billion bushels with the yield of 158.6. and harvested acres at 89.1 million acres. Most of the other estimates that have come out were just below 14 billion bushels, so they increased the crop size again. Soybeans, they said, would be 3.266 billion bushels with a yield of 42.7. That's a little bit lower than the yield from last time and a little bit lower on the total production. They said the cotton production would be about 13.9 million bales, where the USDA says 13.5. So bearish for corn, bullish for beans, bullish for cotton.
We'll have more market news with Justin Lewis right after this.
If you're gonna dig a hole, call Oki. It's the thing to do, you know, call Oki.
You can request to locate 24 hours a day at www.calloki.com or dial 811.
You know just what to do before you dig that swimming pool or plant that tree. Call 1-800-522-OKIE.
Justin, what were the trends the traders were looking at today?
Corn today reached a 34-month low for the about the fifth day in a row today. We have reached a point here where the technical guys will say the market's oversold, so a lot of people are looking for a bounce, but it didn't happen to start this week off. In the month of July, we were down about 6.3% in price, and that's the sixth straight month of decline. So the thing's really in a negative outlook here. That September-December corn spread that so many people have been talking about was weaker again today and closed under 9 cents. And so that's about a 30 or 40 cent swing there for that spread. And then we have the Gold Monroe that starts this week, so that will probably continue to weigh on the front month futures. And then you have the funds here. They've just continued to add to their short position for corn, and that helped drive it lower. We have really on the next 14 days or so, the weather looks like it's going to be pretty much optimal for corn and soybeans, and that should continue to weigh on the new crop corn and beans. Soybeans today, they traded mixed here. We were down about a penny in the August, but up about a penny and a half in the November, so we're a little bit lighter on the front end, a little bit higher on the back end. If you look at wheat futures, we did the opposite of what we've been doing. We were actually down about 11 to 12 cents here after being up so much the last few days, and we erased those gains and closed lower. December was about 707 and a quarter. July 14 was down 9.5 at $7 and a quarter cent.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Looking at a few of our numbers from today, August live cattle were down a dime at 120.55. August feeders were up 25 cents at 153.97. August lean hogs finished the day up 97 at $100.22. In the grains, Kansas City September wheat was down 11 and a quarter cents at 695 and a half. Chicago September corn was down 6 3/4 at 469 and a quarter. And August soybeans today were down 1 1/4 cents at 1329 3/4. That's your futures markets wrap-up. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.